As we come to another Trinity Sunday, I am once again very aware of the fact that most people keep calling the Trinity to mind, but nobody's ever really understood the Trinity, okay? We didn't understand it when Jesus was here. We had to kind of grow into our thinking on the Trinity. Our ancestors in the faith always believed that God was one. And that monotheism, that ability to think that God was God, and that was it, was one of the rock beds of our Jewish faith. But then they began to start to think about Jesus as being the Son of God. And then they had to contend with, well, if we're going to have Jesus as the Son of God, that usually means that the Son is equal to the Father. What does all that mean? And how are we going to figure that out? How are we going to live with that? And so they had to start to grapple with what to do with that. To make all the rest of it even more interesting, okay, then Jesus, as he's getting ready to leave, says, and don't worry, it's all going to be okay, I'm going to send you the Spirit. And they all looked at each other and said, oh great, he's going to send us the Spirit. And then they looked at each other and they said, and who and what is this Spirit? Okay? Because they had to live into the relationship long enough for us to figure out what the relationship was about. Now, as we've lived into the relationship over the years and over the centuries, they've put together an entire theology of the Trinity, which basically means this is what we've been able to kind of figure out so far, okay, in terms of this relationship. But I'm going to tell you something. Is anybody in here ever converted because of our doctrine on the Trinity? Anyone? I didn't think so, okay? It's not what does the trick. But what I hope brings us here and what I hope keeps us here is our relationship with the Lord and what the Lord has been able to teach us over the course of time. You see, it's that relationship with Jesus, because Jesus actually came into time and space and he lived with us and he taught us and we fell in love with him in a very particular way. And we've been living our lives with looking through that lens for the rest of our history. Because of that, everything is different. And so what I'm going to tell you today is if you came here tonight in hopes that you were going to figure out the Trinity, this Trinity Sunday, you might as well, I guess, go ahead and leave. Okay? Because that is not what I'm hoping we're going to accomplish tonight. Because I will certainly not be able to do it in a mere, 12 minutes, the same way that I didn't think they did a very good job when they were teaching me a whole course in the seminary. Okay? But what I want to reflect on this evening is what I think we need to learn how to live. And that is we learn how to live in the life of the Trinity. Because you see, that really is what's going to make all the difference for us. If we learn to live in the life of the Trinity, things can be really exciting. And so that's why the dogma really doesn't do it much for me, but the scriptures always do. I think there's a reason for that. You see, the dogmas and everything are written by all of the Greek-minded people. All the people who want to tie it up in a nice, neat little bow and put it in a box and everything is good. But the scriptural mind, our Jewish mind, doesn't work that way. Our Jewish mind just keeps diving into it wherever they can find it. And when they dive into it, they say, look what we've experienced. Look at our experience of God. Isn't this amazing? I can get into that kind of a relationship, okay? But I've never really been able to figure it out. So after a while, I'm thinking at age 58, I'm going to stop trying. Okay? I'm just going to continue to try to live into life in the Trinity. Because that's where it really gets exciting, I think. All right? How can you hear that first reading and not smile? How can you hear the first reading and not smile? Because what we're being told is that God was playing with God's self. Now, it's always interesting how we try to figure out who this other character in the Proverbs is, okay? Some decided it was the female part of God and the male and the female parts of God were playing. What do I know, okay? Some people, the early Christians actually, when they'd read this, what do you think they thought when they read backwards? But they thought that this other voice in the Proverbs was Jesus. Okay? Because we think that God always was and God was always one. But then where's this voice of Proverbs coming in saying, I was playing with God before all of creation. I was with God the whole time. Now think about that. Our God playing. I can get into a relationship with a God like that. God was playing. And as God was playing and forming all that is, They delighted in what they were doing. And then the next part, I love even more. Because in the next part, it says, and when we did all this, when we created it all, I delighted in the human race. In other words, we delighted in what we played with and what we created. Now, I know not everything we do makes God happy. I know that not everything we do makes God smile. But to know that our essence, to know that from the very beginning, God delighted in his relationship with us, that makes me smile. It makes me laugh. Makes me happy. That's a God I can have a relationship with. That's a God I can live into a relationship with. Because there's a God that I know loves me beyond all my imagining. There's a God that I know just played and made us up and loves the fact that we are here. How can you not smile? You guys are not even smiling, not an iota tonight. But how can you not smile when you hear that? That God created us through his play and he's delighted with us. That's the God I want to be in a relationship with. That's the God I want to live into that relationship with. For those of you who are looking a little more doleful this evening, Paul comes at it again in a very different way. Paul has been talking about all the challenges of his life and how difficult it has been to do all that preaching and all of that teaching. And Paul then finally just says, he says, you know, and how do we survive all this? It's because we're tough. And why are we tough? Because the Spirit's been poured into our lives. Already experiencing the life after Jesus was here that early church was experiencing. And he's saying, and it's not easy. It's tough. But I can deal with it because hope doesn't disappoint, because the Spirit's been poured into our hearts. The Spirit's been poured into our lives. Which one of us has ever found life always just compellingly easy? Have we not all suffered? Have we not all had tough moments? Have we not all had those times when we were wishing that it would just all pass us by? Of course we have. And here is Paul saying to all of us, but I can keep my mission in the Lord Jesus the same way Jesus kept his mission. Why? Because that spirit of hope is important in our lives, and God doesn't leave us alone. He's with us. And hope doesn't disappoint. Again, there's a God I can live into a relationship with. A God that I know is going to be with me no matter how bad it gets. That's a God I can relate to. Not figure out, but I can certainly relate to. Finally, in the gospel, Jesus actually just says it right in our faces. He just says, you know, I could explain all this to you. I could tell you about all this, but you won't be able to handle it anyway. Okay? Why are we surprised? Okay? So I could explain all this, but you're not going to be able to handle it anyway, so just don't worry about it. I'll send you the Spirit, and your lives are going to be okay. And remember in another part of this passage when he tells us the thing that none of us ever really actually believe. He says, and with the Spirit, you guys are going to do greater things than I was ever able to do. None of us believes that. We still just want to call on Jesus and have him come down here and fix everything that we want or need him to fix. And instead, he's looking at us going, I've given you the Spirit. It's your job to fix it. Go fix it. Stop waiting for me and go fix it. What more do we need? That our God continues to pour his life upon us and expects us, because of that grace, to be other Christs, to do what he did, and to do it more. That's what we've been told. We don't really believe it, but that's what we've been told. That's why we're to be other Christs. That's why we are to be what God has called us to be. And every one of us that's come through that water and approaches this table week to week, we are reminded of the fact that we are to be those other Christs. Why do you think we started this Mass again with that same sign with which we were marked, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit? We were marked out in a particular way to live life in a particular way. To live life lived in the Trinity, to live life in that relationship with God. And because of that relationship, we are to be what Christ calls us to be, to change the world. And again, I may not always get it figured out, but I can get into a relationship with a God who calls me to be more than I am. Because isn't that one of our greatest heart's desire? For us not to just be stuck being plain old us, but to actually be more? Isn't that one of the greatest hungers of our hearts? And God tells us all the time that He gives us the strength and the grace that we're going to be able to do that. And so tonight, my friends, I'm going to encourage you, don't sit here and try to figure God out. Rather, get excited about your relationship with God. Let's not try to put God in some nice, neat little box, but marvel at all the different ways that that God shows Himself to us in our relationship with Him. If we can live into the relationship rather than trying to make it a certain way, I think it's going to be a lot more fun. And I think life will have a lot more purpose for us. Because instead of just figuring out our piece in a puzzle, well, instead we're going to be living into a relationship that will be ever-changing and ever-exciting. Let us live our relationship in the Trinity, and let that make all the difference in the world.